Welcome back to Reddit Stories. Today we've got some really embarrassing ones, and joining me are two huge embarrassments. Trevor and Angela.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
starting off there, how does that feel?
I'm not embarrassed at all. I've never felt embarrassed, and nothing you do will make me embarrassed.
Okay. Yeah, same dude, totally.
100%. Check out my thumbnail game. I can't be embarrassed for shit.
It's actually, what does embarrass you guys? Because we do such, frankly, embarrassing things on this channel that I feel like at times I don't know if I can be embarrassed anymore.
Yeah, I think like trying to walk and genuinely falling in front of people is
pretty embarrassing. Yeah, a slight trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like,
it just sucks.
Yeah, no, that's it. I think that's pretty much the one
thing.
Too
vulnerable.
Yeah.
Little trip up the stairs.
Oh my God.
Someone's coming down or something on the other side and you just trip a little bit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into some really
Let's freaking kill it, Trev.
Yeah, let's go.
We know you don't keep points, but this one's gonna get a lot of points.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And dynamic freaking duo.
Okay, first embarrassing story. This comes from Today I Fucked Up. Today I fucked up by making a girl I like laugh so hard she ended up in the hospital and I almost lost my job.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a title.
This story's about me.
Sick, dude.
It's awesome.
I'm fucking embarrassed now. Let's fucking start there.
Let's just embarrass Shane the whole
time. Just not laugh at anything I say. So there's this girl I like at work, and we're really good friends. We're having lunch, and we're making those ironic depression meme jokes as most friends do. You know, as all friends do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking hate myself.
For some reason, I, in my unknowingly stupid way to get her to laugh, got the idea to say, well, hey, you know what's just one letter away from sad? Dab, and promptly did the deed. Also, I have the ability to cry on demand, so I just stared stone cold at her and let two tears fall down. She finds it funny, extremely funny. So funny, she drops to the floor and starts laughing her ass off. After a good 30 seconds, she starts grabbing her chest and coughing. I asked if she was okay when she starts wheezing and begins to convulse a bit. Freaking the fuck out and thinking she's having a damn seizure, I start to reach for my phone. And in the exact second, my manager randomly decides to come in and sees this big guy towering over this poor little girl on the floor. I only manage to cut off her impending rage by saying I think she's having a seizure and I'm calling 911. Fortunately, I was able to explain to her what happened after the ambulance came. Turns out she has asthma and my joke caused a flare-up and was waving her arms to try to tell me to get her inhaler. Whoops.
He ends the story with whoops?
Yeah. Whoopsie. Uh-oh.
Dude, that's whoops. Not even embarrassing. Imagine being that funny.
I know.
Having that much game, dude.
Yeah. But this first comment, one of these comments kind of nails what I was thinking. Okay, but imagine actually dying laughing at a dab joke.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, I'm thinking about the joke, so he's like, what's one letter away from sad? It's dab. He dabs, then stares at her, two tears come down.
That's actually pretty funny.
That's wild.
There's a meme that is one of my favorite memes from like back in 2015, where a guy's, it's a cartoon of him dabbing, and then it cuts to a close-up of his face, and he's just sobbing, crying underneath it.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh so hard. I guess like it adds to the joke that it's not one letter off, you know, like that's two letters off, but
it's like such a long.
I had that thought. No, this is
that
embarrassing. No, this is
or I guess if you swap the D, but
because dude, when you said it and you said one letter off, I went through the thought process silently. I was like, is that one letter off? And I reached the conclusion that it was.
It is, okay, it is technically,
and I reached the conclusion.
It is technically one letter off, but you have to swap letters. It's a lot of work to do mentally.
Dude, I just was like, yeah, dab ends in a D.
You're like, does it? It does.
Someone said, my sister-in-law had to ban a game I used to play with her daughter because it made both of us laugh so hard we both had asthma attacks. Shame.
Whoa, that must be really scary, like having asthma and it, like,
laugh. That's actually true. You just can't laugh anymore.
That's freaky. Tough.
That's awful. Have you ever laughed so hard that where you, like, can't breathe? Like, where it actually goes from laughter to, like, a little bit of fear?
Yeah.
I don't have asthma, so I don't have that.
I don't think I have fear, but I,
I one time nearly laughed so hard that I remember like kind of hyperventilating. Like where I was like, I gotta stop laughing.
I mean, your laughter like, yeah.
It was like bad. Like... It was rough. It was forever ago, and it was something. It didn't even make sense. Like, I don't know what the joke even was, but it was something Damien said. Like, it was me and some friends, and Damien was there. And it was like one of those where like a couple jokes are said and people keep one-upping it in a great way. And then Damien said something weird and I just was like, I lost it.
Oh.
And I remember just like crying and then like reaching a point where I was like trying to
that's
breathe.
So
it
funny.
Was so funny.
I've laughed so hard I get the hiccups and I hate that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'll get chest pain. If I laugh too much, I will literally like, I'll start like not being able to breathe and get chest pain. And it's happened, I think, quite a bit. Maybe I'm just easy to impress.
You just laugh a lot.
I like to laugh.
Wow.
Joyous boy.
There's an update. Little update here.
Oh, my God. She died.
I went back and I said, I dabbed again. Killed her.
She was on the stretcher and I went, this is super sad.
Hey, y'all remember me? Yesterday, I made a post about when I almost killed a girl by making them laugh so hard it caused an asthma flare-up. Well, thanks to the incredible support of the Reddit community, I got hundreds of private messages urging me to go for it, y'all be crazy, lol. I asked her out, and guess what? After promising it most likely would not result in another hospital trip, she said yes. We're going out this Friday for dinner. I know some people warn me about dating people at work, but honestly, after what happened, I think I'm kind of obligated by the universe to go for it. Thanks for giving me the support to do it, guys. I was going to flake out. So remember, ladies and gents, if you ever have a crush on them, fucking dab on them. If it works with the haters, it'll work with the lovers.
Okay. I don't want our people to hear that.
Nothing. I you know what? I like this guy. Nothing about this I thought was embarrassing until that last line. No, now I'm embarrassed.
This is really sweet, though. What a meet-cute.
I know. That's really sweet.
That's very sweet.
No, it sounds like she really liked him from the start. If she's laughing that hard at jokes he's saying and stuff, I mean, I don't know, but... That's awesome.
Before their date, he should know where her inhaler is in her bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime he should warn her when he's about to dab.
Yeah.
He should keep it in a holster and be like, "You ready? I got a heater."
And then if he pulls it out and he dabs while handing it to her,
dead on sight.
Extra move. All right. Next story. Today I fucked up by misinterpreting the CEO's arm gesture in a job interview and then locking arms with him as if we were best friends forever.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. What?
That's awesome.
Do they do like
that's
a drawing? How is it? Is it like a arm hold?
I think it's like this. And he was like, "Oh, sorry."
And then the CEO's like, "You're now the CFO." Like, that's how it works.
Like maybe his arm was out, and he was like, "Oh," and then.
And then they started skipping. Then they went to Oz. Obligatory this happened yesterday. The memory still makes me cringe and cry. I had a job interview with a CEO in person despite COVID. I was super nervous as usual. This also is in 2021, so, you know. I was super nervous as usual, maybe even more than usual because I really wanted this job. I tried to calm myself down, but by the time the interview showed up, I could literally feel my heartbeat in my throat. He, 50-ish male, walked down the stairs towards me in his nice suit, but stopped halfway down. I figured the interview would take place upstairs, so I got up to meet him. And as I was walking up the stairs towards him, he put his arm out and his elbow out, and my brain just sort of went, error! I suppose it could have only meant two things. It could have meant, please take my arm, m'lady, so I can escort you to the room as if we're strolling down the promenade together, or please give me an elbow bump since we can't shake hands, which is really not an uncommon gesture at all in the Netherlands, where I guess this takes place. So what did I do? Yes, I went with option A, and I eagerly locked arms with this strange man that I'd never met before in my life, as if saying, yes, good sir, let's go for that stroll.
That's awesome.
And then we just stood there, arm in arm, halfway up the stairs, sheepishly staring at each other. I wanted the earth to swallow me whole. I just didn't know what to do next, and I don't think he'd fully understood what had happened. So neither of us moved. When he'd finally gathered his senses, he said, I meant to give you an elbow bump, after which I quickly put as much distance between us as I could and mumbled, right, yes, that makes much more sense. Because it did, let's face it. And then we had the interview. Oh, man.
I'm obsessed with this. I feel like I want to feel it. So, okay, so he's like, we'll do the interview up here. Could you imagine?
But I like, she's, he was walking down the stairs and she was walking up, right? Yeah. So it's like a this.
Like, we'll
and she swings around. She had to do a full swing.
I mean, how do you like untie you when really, you find
it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. This actually does remind me, the most occurring embarrassment in my life is that I am just horrendous when it comes to any sort of handshake greetings. Unless it's a standard handshake or like you're going in for a hug, any other variation,
yeah.
I always fuck up. Mm. I always fuck it up. Like, I've
of
never
the handshake?
Of just like any handshake like beyond like that's just not the traditional yeah. just handshake. Mm-hmm. You know, when I see a friend
like,
and they, whenever their hand is going like this,
nope.
My brain is starts to like a million numbers and things. It's just like, where is this gonna go? And I always fuck it up. I never know what combination it's gonna be. And it always ends in a hug. I just often just am like, get it. Because that's all I know.
You just gotta call it out way early. You see someone coming in, I always just arms low and I go, come on, bring it in.
Nice.
And that's it. I just eliminate the freaking any chance of me fucking up.
Oof.
Yeah. Some comments. If I was the interviewer and this happened to me, I'd be so disoriented, I'd automatically pass the candidate to the next round. Someone said, I broke down crying in an interview once and I still got the job. Interviews are weird sometimes.
Yeah, he's definitely memorable. Or this person's memorable.
Yeah. I've never really had standard job interviews. I've only had auditions.
Which, a lot of funny, embarrassing stuff happens during those, too.
Yeah, but people do that shit on purpose.
Yes, they remember.
Because they're like, I need to be... Because when you get into this industry, you hear all those fucking stories. Did you ever hear, like, the Danny DeVito taxi audition story?
No.
That, like... And I just don't know if I believe this shit, or I'm like, if it was real, I'm like, cool, that happened in the 70s. Where, like... Danny DeVito, when he auditioned for the sitcom Taxi, where he's playing like the manager of this taxi business who's an asshole. The character's like this monstrous asshole. He showed up to the audition, walks into the room, and just yells at them about how bad the script is, and then slams the door behind him and leaves. And then after a couple seconds, he opens the door back up and he's like, is that what you guys are like looking for? And they like loved it, you know? But now you have tons of actors who hear that shit and
shouldn't
do
hear that
crazy shit at auditions. Mm-hmm. Like every cast director I've talked to has been like, yeah, this guy brought a fucking gun.
Oh.
Because it was just like the role had a gun in the scene, so they brought a fucking, either a prop gun or I don't know. But they do things where they're like, I gotta set myself apart from the rest of the crowd.
Yes.
I gotta do something crazy.
Yes. Like, I remember in college they were like, it was like a musical theater class, and they were like, wear a bright leotard. They'll remember it. If it's weird, if it's a weird leotard, they'll remember it. And then I remember like seeing like an audition, and it was just a bunch of girls in weird shit, like weird, just to be memorable. God.
When I was interviewing at Mythical, I got all looking nice, but it was Halloween, and so I showed up, and I had no clue what to do. I accidentally parked in Rhett's parking spot, and then Chase walks up to me as I'm like getting out of the car. Never met anyone there before, and he's dressed as Eugene Levy from like in Schitt's Creek. He's in like a nightgown. He's got the big old eyebrows, and he's like, "Hey, you actually can't park there. You need to park in a different parking spot." I was like, "I'm so sorry." And then Josh and Nicole were both dressed as Guy Fieri in the interview.
Wow,
so,
that's awesome.
Doing an interview for a job on Halloween's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Little update. OP got the job.
Awesome!
That's big.
I love that.
That's so big.
Man.
That's like a likable thing that would happen like in a movie to your main character. And you'd be like, I'm rooting for this.
Oh yeah, that's a main character moment.
Yeah.
Have you had a bad interview or audition or anything?
I had a Zoom commercial callback where I thought I was on mute and I wasn't. I had muted them.
Ooh.
So even when people in the room tried to tell me to be quiet, I couldn't hear them. And I was on the phone. Because some of these commercial callbacks.
Yeah, I mean, this fucking stupid commercial
call. It was a commercial callback, and it was like, I was like, yeah, I think red wine gets me really drunk versus white wine. Because those, at commercial callbacks specifically, they'll have you wait for a long time. And no one could be like, Angela, because they were muted. So then I showed up and they were all like, I had a weird face and I was like, what? And they were like, we tried so hard. And one of the girls texted me, she went, girl, I tried so hard to get you to shut up, but you kept talking.
Dude, that reminds me, back during like lockdown, we would have meetings and stuff at Smosh, you know, over Zoom.
Yeah.
And as a joke one time, I changed my username to Butt Idiot. So when I was there, it would say Butt Idiot. But then we didn't use Zoom for a while. And then Goldbergs came back and we had a table read over Zoom and I get into it with like everyone at Goldbergs. And then I see that I'm like, oh fuck, my name is Butt Idiot.
Butt
Idiot.
That's so dumb.
And of course, I was like, nobody called it out. And then of course, Sam Lerner was like, oh, Butt Idiot. And it actually helped. I was like, thank God someone like could make a big joke out of it. But I was like, fuck.
Butt Idiot.
And it also reminds me, my worst, I'm pretty proud of it, but a commercial audition, one of my first commercial auditions out here, I was still riding that train of like, gotta be different. You gotta, whatever.
Oh, no.
This was a commercial callback where you're in person. And it was for Tostitos, the like tortilla chips. Yeah. And we're supposed to be like two gamers, right? Hell yeah. So we have fake controllers. And we're supposed to, it's me and like another like 15-year-old. We're both like gaming and eating chips and stuff. And I just am like, you know what'll be funny? I'm gonna just stuff my fucking mouth. And I fucking fill my mouth up to the point. And then he says some shit, like he like, we're like improvising. He's like, this game is really fun, right? And I go, just fucking insane. And then for the second take, the director who was like, I think he was like British, he was just like, yeah, for the second take, can you not? I was like, yeah, for sure, man.
Do you think they're just sitting there like, why are people doing this shit? Like, why can't they just be normal?
Knowing now that I'm like, commercial auditions, they don't give a shit about what you say or anything. You should theoretically walk into a room and they should be like, yeah. That thought, that's really all. You're an object.
Yeah, especially you're an object. First round. Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Okay, enough about interviews. Next story. This one's good.
Okay.
I love this title.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Today I fucked up by submitting hardcore furry erotica instead of my final paper.
That's just like you.
Fuck off! Wait, what?
So I'm currently a fourth-year computer science student at a pretty respected university and was looking to graduate this semester. One of the classes I was taking was a class in modern advancements and trends in the field of technology. While the class didn't require too much heavy lifting, it was still it was a higher level one and required a good amount of work. For our final, our professor had assigned us a 20-page research paper into a current or possible future technology of our choice within the field. I did my paper on helium-3 power generation. I worked my ass off on this paper and in the end was super proud of it. The papers were due last night at midnight and I held off on submitting my final draft till the end to get it as clean as possible. This is where I fucked up big time. Let me tell you a little about myself. I don't work a normal job. I tried it in my first year of school and I really didn't like it. I've worked internships when they came up, but outside of that, I really didn't work. This and being a student really doesn't mix well, though, so I had to make money somehow. For the past 3 years, I've gotten by on writing hardcore erotica on commission, specifically for furries. I would write anything, any fetish, any premise, anything. In some parts of that community, I became really popular. At one point, I was making almost $2,500 on Patreon, along with the amounts I charged to my customers. Am I proud of this? No. I have written some really disgusting stuff, but I paid the bills and the money was too good to pass up.
Hell yeah!
I told myself the minute I got a real job, I was cutting and running from this work. Well, this brings us to last night. I had not gotten any sleep for the past few nights. I had multiple projects due that in the span of a few days. I was running on nothing but coffee and Rockstar. I was nothing more than a walking corpse and wanted to do nothing but sleep. I ended up doing my last read over my final paper and submitted it before sleeping. However, instead of submitting my final paper, I somehow submitted one of the commissions I was working on. This commission is not light, either. It is almost 10 pages long and contains a variety of things, including vor and scat. So I went to bed. Submissions for the final locked, and my academic career was sentenced to death then and there. When I woke up this morning, I checked my grades for my other classes before noticing an email from my professor. All it said was, come to his office after class today. I want to fucking die right now. I don't know how I'm going to explain why instead of my final, I submitted a hardcore erotic story with a wolf man jacking off in a dragon's stomach. But yeah, I fucked up big time.
Oh, no. That is so...
Like a half wolf, half man jacking off?
It's something. It's a wolf man.
Get
wolf
lost
man.
In the weeds here, but...
Well, he's got to have thumbs.
Yeah. No, it's a whole furry thing.
This is crazy.
Oh, God.
Update?
First, let's read some comments here. How does one go into writing $2,500 worth of erotica on Patreon? Asking for a friend. Someone else said, tell him the truth. All of what you explained. Be sure to bring the real document you meant to submit and ask him, as an adult, not as a simpering kid, if he would accept that you fucked up and take your actual submission for the class. It can't hurt, and in fact, may be refreshing for him to see a student take responsibility for their own mistake. OP said, yeah, thanks for the advice, man. I won't lie. I'm a mess, so this is actually really nice to hear some good advice. Yeah, I mean, the reality is he has the full actual final. And he could just, yeah. I'd be full on real. I'd be like, dude, I'm making the bucks on this.
I'd be like, welcome to the hustle.
What if the teacher's like, I asked for that on Patreon. Why'd you send it through this?
Wild.
What if the teacher's a furry?
What if the teacher's just like a 75-year-old man and he just fucking dies reading it? It's so shocking, explodes. He has a heart attack.
Something crazy happened to my roommate a long time ago. She ordered a bunch of sex toys, and we lived above an older man.
Okay.
And she ordered a bunch of stuff, and he got the package.
That's awesome.
And opened it, and he was very old, and she rocked his world. Like, he sent us an email, and he was like, dear tenants, I am so sorry I invaded your privacy.
Aww.
And he felt so bad. And he was like, I don't know what this stuff is. It is not my business or my responsibility. And we printed out the email. It was really funny.
That's so sad.
But I feel like I don't know why I assume all professors are old. That's a bad stereotype. But I feel like this is wild.
I think it's fair to assume that a professor would be older. I feel like a lot of them are, but let's see, because there is an update.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I just left his office and I still want to die. Not as much though. I took some advice from here and printed my paper out and had it with me.
Nice.
I won't lie, when I sat down with him, I was already almost in tears from the stress and embarrassment. I guess he picked up on that because he tried to be as nice as possible and told me to calm down and just explain what happened. I ran down pretty much everything I said here. While he didn't agree with the avenue I was taking to make money, he understood why I was doing it. He had checked the submissions last night after the deadline, and my submission's name stuck out immediately. It was along the lines of customer commission second draft doc.
Mm.
I've taken a class from him before and was an A student, so he guessed I had submitted the wrong file by accident. He told me he read the first page and realized it probably wasn't meant for him to read. I gave him the copy I brought and he accepted it. He told me to email him with the file and he would replace the one I had submitted and that he would pretend this never happened. He seemed to at least have a good sense of humor as he told me what I had originally submitted was well written, at least, from what he had read. Like I said, I still want to fucking die right now. At least he understood that I'm just an idiot and not malicious. Thanks, I guess, for the advice and helping me through the nervous breakdown.
Okay, it worked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Yeah.
Imagine he's like, I read the whole thing front to back. Great work.
He's like, that was awesome.
It's like,
awesome.
What if he was just like, I have notes?
Don't give me your
actual paper. The teacher's sweating is like, so you have a Patreon? You write these all the time? Could I?
He goes, anyone find the Patreon?
That's crazy. How much do you charge for more of these?
He's like, let's talk about like the literary breakdown of Act Two.
So the dragon, does the dragon, what happens in the next part of the story?
Who is the dragon?
Who's the dragon? What is the dragon's, you know, purpose here? That's awesome.
Oh, that worked out. It's nice to read something that works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess like the teacher said like, oh, I don't fully agree with it, but whatever, like you're doing your thing. Like, I feel like with how expensive school is, if I was a teacher, I'd be like, I get it.
Just like you're making money off of
whatever.
It? It's awesome.
Yeah. You're creating art?
You're writing for money?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Rock on. Here we go, next one. Today I fucked up when I saw my ex. Yeah.
Classic case.
Classic. This is more of a personal embarrassment. I ran into an ex today, and I don't mean recent. I mean like decades ago. Haven't seen this person since our breakup back when we were really young. At the time, it was my first love, and I didn't handle the breakup well. I didn't do anything super crazy like boil bunnies. What the fuck?
Someone, can we get a Google on that?
What? A reference to, I think it's Fatal Attraction.
Oh, is it from Fatal Attraction? Okay, okay, okay. Just called and left tearful messages on the answering machine. Obviously, I've moved on, been married, had kids, but there is a place that your first love will always hold. Apparently, I was not their special first love. First of all, I was at a place where I'd gone with that ex at the time. It's a popular place that I've been to before and since, but for some reason, I remembered today the time we carved our initials in a tree. I didn't even look at the tree, just remembered it for a second. You know, it must have been that phenomenon where you randomly think of someone before you see them, because a few minutes later, there they were. Being the idiot I am, I thought it would be a friendly run-in, like, hey, long time no see. First, they didn't know who I was until I said my name. Then for some stupid reason, I said, I was just thinking about you. Crickets, disbelief, me backpedaling and saying that we went to this place together a lot, and they did not remember at all. Oh my God, I always thought if I ever saw this person again that I would be cool, not stick my foot in my mouth, not sound like a crazy stalker. Now, of course, I keep playing it on repeat in my mind and cringing every time.
Oh, that's
so tough.
That's
and it's
rough.
So it's relatable, kind of. It's like it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
I once went up to an ex and I said, nice to meet you. What?
Oh my God.
It's like, nice to see you. It's been a while.
Nice to meet you because we're new people. We've grown into different.
Clean slate. Yeah. Clean slate.
Clean slate. Clean slate. And then they cry laughing and die. Oh man. I have luckily never had anything like this ever happen. I don't really have a ton of exes. I remember once, the first time I ever ran into an ex, I didn't run into them, but I saw them at a place. Like, I was still a teenager, but I saw like an ex from like a couple years prior. And I remember just like, I was at Taco Bell and then I saw them and I remember just like being like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here. Like I was like, cause I was like, it wasn't even probably gonna be awkward. I was just like, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, also yeah. When you're little, when you're younger, young. You're like, media's shown me that exes are scary.
Exes are bad.
Are bad.
I have to leave.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm so bad about just like seeing anyone that like I used to know. Like, I don't know. I don't really have like many exes, but whenever I go home to Idaho, like it's often that I run into people that like I knew in high school or that I recognized, but I didn't really know. And I'm just like, I just got to put my head down. Like I don't want to have an awkward interaction where like, cause I'm not good with names. And sometimes I'm like, I don't remember your name, but you remember my name and I don't know what to do. So I feel like in that situation, if it ever happened, yeah, I'm just like head down. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Have you ever waved at someone that you know, but they don't know you?
I've told this story here, but I once was at a like event and I saw a guy who I'd seen in like an indie film. And
did you think you knew him?
I thought I knew him.
And I love when people go up to celebrities and they go,
well, because he's not like he wasn't like celebrity.
Yeah.
It was like,
did we take a class?
And so I was just like, oh, I thought I knew him from something and I didn't. And so I literally like, and it's the middle of a crowd and stuff, and I'm walking back and I see him. I just, oh dude, it's good to see you. And he's just, and he, I think he was like, good to see you, like whatever. Like we both just, and oh. And then I walked away. I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, fuck.
That's awesome. I love stories like that when someone goes up to someone super famous and they're like, do we know each other? But honestly, it was at Target two nights ago. I saw my friend's husband, who I don't think I've ever like really officially met or hung out with, seen him in passing, but I see him on her Instagram story all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I saw him, I went, oh! I'm walking in Target, and he went, and I went, and then I tried to like push it away. I was like, ah, no, no. Because I was like, he doesn't know me. Never mind.
This reminds me of a funny Target story. It's like unrelated, but I was at a Target like by myself and like I was pretty disheveled. It was like a Sunday, like 11 a.m. I don't even remember what I was getting, but like there's like these three like teenage girls or something. And like, I'd like walked by, whatever. Like we ended up in the same aisle. Anyway, I'm in another aisle and one of them comes up. She's like, can my friend have a picture with you? And I was like,
oh, yeah, totally. And so she, like, walks me down, like, five other aisles to just her two friends standing there. And they get a picture, whatever. It's nice. They're very sweet. And I don't know what to say. So I'm just standing there, like, awkwardly looking at them. And I just go, we'll have fun at Target. Walk away! I had no clue. I was like, I don't know how to exit this situation.
It's, no.
Go have fun at Target.
It's very unfortunate that I'm such an awkward person to strangers. And then we do this job, and I get recognized for this job, and I'm fucking awkward as hell.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like, I know that when people recognize us, they're like, they probably are like, oh, gosh, I feel awkward, or I worry.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, I feel fucking weird. Like,
yeah. I'm at Target.
Hey, enjoy the sights. Yeah.
Some comments. These types of foot and mouth moments keep us tortured forever. You'll find yourself making audible sounds to drown the mental embarrassment. Someone else said, now you know what conversation will keep you awake at night. But worry not, you'll come up with the most ingenious replies in your head and win. Opie said, oh, my imaginary conversation was riveting. I was at ease and funny and left them thinking I was the coolest person they ever knew. If I see someone from my past who, like, I haven't talked to in a long time, a part of me, I think I always assume they're not going to remember me.
Yeah.
And then, but it's also like, it depends on where you are. Because, yeah, Target, or especially like a grocery store.
Yeah.
I just wish you could just be like, hey, yeah, we remember.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how nerves, like, stop us from, like, breathing. And I don't know, something from your brain just shuts down a little bit. And you're like, wait, I'm like fully a capable person. I'm like, I'm an adult. I can do things. Like, why am I acting like a child? Being like, nice to meet you. Like it's so weird.
Yeah.
I think it's just because it catches me off guard.
Yeah.
I wasn't mentally prepared. I'm like Batman. I need prep time. I need prep time for a social interaction.
I'm prepping for my 20-second interaction with like the grocery store, like, checkout line. Like, I'm prepped for that. I'm like, on one.
I don't get nervous. Like, throw us up on stage to do improv in front of 100 people.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. But if I have to go to the bank and talk to the teller, I'm like, they're going to think I'm robbing this place.
Oh my God.
I'm so convinced I'm going to make the wrong move. And they're
going to You're walking up with your hand like this in your jacket. I'd like to make a withdrawal.
I'd like to make a withdrawal.
I'm just nervous.
Sorry, I'm just nervous. So I'm holding my gun.
You got a side stitch.
That is so true, though. I can do anything here with anyone watching me and I won't be nervous. But if I go into like a girly clothing store and she's like, hey girly, what size do you want that in? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, you put me in an Urban Outfitters, it's over.
Literally.
I'm just sitting there like, can I get a, I'd like to try this on.
Yeah, they go, how many for the dressing room? I'm like, I can't count.
Four. Just guess.
This is the last thing I'll say. Are you guys like me where you'll be at a store, you desperately need help. And someone comes up and they're like, do you need any help? And I go, no, I'm good. I desperately need help. I am looking for something and I cannot find it.
Obviously.
I'm about to leave and my whole day is wasted because I was looking for this thing and I couldn't find it. And someone offers to find it for me and I go, no, I'm good.
You've made eye contact with a person like three times, awkwardly looking around. They finally come up and you're like, bah. I got it.
I fucking got it. And then you end up doing a whole circle, ending up back there, being like, I'm gonna find it this time.
Have you guys ever been asked, like, excuse me, and you're like, I don't work here? That's happened to me a couple
really?
Times. I've worn red at a Target. You can't do it. Because then people come up to you and ask you.
That's so fucking funny. We should do, a video where we all go to Target wearing red and we see who gets asked for help the most. who gets asked?
And just try to keep going.
Dude, it would 100% be you. 100%. I feel like.
Am I the 100%. Most Target employee?
Yeah, I'd be like, where are the Blu-rays?
Fuck.
Where are the Blu-rays?
I do look like I work in the electronics section. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I can ring you up here.
Do I need a... Yo, buddy, do I need a dongle for this or what?
All right, next story. Today I fucked up by jumping into a lake in my bra / panties to save a man that turned out to be an elite military scuba diver in training. That's awesome.
Sounds like the beginning of a 90s movie.
I was going to say, it's like the beginning
of a
rom-com.
I'm couch surfing with my sister and her boyfriend. I work for him at the lakeside bar trying to pay for college. My state is open, and while I'm not thrilled, I need both the job and my scored sofa accommodations to make it work. This is from 2020, so. To give them their space and myself a break from doom scrolling, I take a run by the lake in the mornings. This lake is bomb ass and draws scuba divers to the flooded town at the bottom. Today, I was in my own head running when a dark mass floated to the surface 40 feet away. I was on the craggy side of the lake and this dude looked dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Facing away from me, his head was tipped back, eyes closed, bobbing like a fishing lure. No one else was around, so I thought he was quantum crazy out here scuba diving alone at the crack ass of dawn, giving himself the bends or some nonsense. Like a jackass, I didn't yell at him to check in. Instead, I towed off my shoes and stripped to my skivvies to save the imbecile. The movie trailer in my head had me taking three glorious steps and launching into the deep blue water, Black Widow style. Instead, my tender feet hit the sharp rocks and I contorted under the pain like a slinky as I uncoordinatedly pitched myself into the water, doing a side flop. I was also wearing my contacts, so I swam hard in his direction with my eyes closed. When I opened them, he was dead-ass staring at me like I'd lost my ever-loving mind. So I blurted, "Are you okay?" He removed the regulator and incredulously said, "Yes." My brain blue-screened while I tread water. The lake felt infinitely deep. Before I could terrify myself by hearing the Jaws theme song, I turned to nope the hell out of there, yelling over my shoulder, "I thought you needed saving!" To explain my idiocy, as I pivoted, another dude cleared his throat from 30 feet away on the other side. I never heard a sound from him, so I freaked out, failing and belting an ear-wounding scream at him. Both asshats laughed as a few more heads surfaced around us. I was surrounded by divers, all wildly entertained by my ridiculous high-octane fuck-up. After pointing to me and the beach, the merman thought that was my original target, cautiously swam toward me after I nodded and escorted me to the shore. The beach was much further than I had anticipated, so I was trying to low-key breathe, hiding my need to suck all of the O2 from the air. Also, the comedy of the situation consumed me, and I started to giggle. Finally, I joked, "Dude, you are lucky you weren't actually dying because it would have taken everything I have to drag your sorry ass this far." He chuckled before offering me a toe. Hell no, not gonna happen. Even if I had to dog paddle, I wouldn't openly accept that defeat. He quietly mocked me the rest of the way to the shore. I'm a secret sap for it. They were cadets or recent graduates from military college here for the summer. They've been training in pools and were doing some open water exercises. They had been out there at least part of the night. I'm sure I blew up whatever drill they were running. He's training for pre-dive school, and since I am an expert Googler, I'm guessing that means combat diving. At the shore, I did my best to throw my shoulders back and march out of the water in my sports bra and undies in front of what I can only imagine are some pretty badass men. I did invite him and his clandestine crew for an absurdly overpriced beer at the bar tonight before shame jogging back into the woods for my clothes. Wow. So they tried to save a person. They ended up surrounded by a bunch of military men. What I love about this person is they really used the thesaurus for this post. They went back and
they said, good writing is describing.
Yeah, they're like, let me use really cute stuff for every single sentence.
Yeah.
Can I say something that might be an unpopular opinion?
Whoa, all right.
That's on them, the guys. Is there any way to be like, this is a test? She was just being a good Samaritan. She saw someone floating like a dead body, and she was like, see something, say something.
Well, she didn't say something. She just immediately.
She swam something.
She just swam something.
No, I respect it, though.
I'm like, no, they have like a light, or like, this is a drill.
That's fair. Yeah.
Like, what a scary thing.
That's true.
Is there an update? Did they go to the bar? Did she...
There is an update.
Let's go.
I need Reddit sweaters that say update.
So, first, there's a comment. Such a fun meet cute story. I hope they get to be happy together, sell the movie rights, and make a ton of money. Someone else said, this is hilarious. I can just picture you swimming with your eyes closed towards them. Ha ha. Don't be too embarrassed. It probably made their morning. What do we think is going to happen? Do we think that this is going to actually end up in them dating? Or is it just like an embarrassing story?
I think they went to the bar and it was chill and whatever.
Yeah.
Probably. He showed, holy shit, a little bit ago. Yes, I was as dorky as you would have imagined, and now I'm typing this from the bathroom like a dumbass again, but I feel like you people are on the ride with me. He's handsome and funny, and he smells great. Yes, I hugged him. I'm Southern. It's what we do. Not the smelling, the hugging. He's nice and smart and keeps defending me from my jackass friends at the bar, who have almost called him Merman to his face. I think he low-key liked that everyone knew who he was, but not sure how he'll feel about being a Reddit celebrity. I've learned a lot about him, but it wouldn't be fair to share without his permission. His whole crew did not come. Only one, and his bud immediately started flirting with my coworker. That's a good sign, I think. Holy shit, you'd think I'd never met up with a guy before. Also, my friend straight up asked him if he saw my dragonfly undies that look like penises with massive glow-in-the-dark turquoise blue balls. Only she used the Reddit version. Thanks for that nickname, Reddit. He's also been sharing some of the shit that he's been taking today from being saved. He has the same self-deprecating sense of humor as me. I think we are vibing. So that's all the updates for tonight. He's getting the rest of my attention. Keep sending me those good vibes and peace, people. No more updates.
No though. More?
No more updates, so I'm guessing she fumbled the bag after that.
Maybe they shared a lovely, beautiful night together, and then he went off to go swim more somewhere else.
Wild!
That's crazy.
She's yeah. crazy fun.
She's crazy. She is yeah. fun.
She's so funny. She was in the bathroom updating us, so she didn't give us a third update.
She wrote that whole update from the bathroom. Like, that's crazy.
It. That's crazy.
That's like,
how would you feel, though? If you met up with like a similar type of story, just a silly meetup, and then you're at the bar talking to them, and you find out that they were like, oh, in the bathroom, I was just updating the Reddit post about meeting you.
Dude, I
wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel.
Yeah.
It depends though. It's a pretty crazy story, so I'd be like, I get it. I get it. That's ripe Reddit material.
Yeah, she comes back and she's like, so what kind of diving are you in? I have to tell all these people who are asking. I mean,
I have to tell these thousands of people.
Whoa, that is wild. She's so cool to be like, come have drinks with me. Also, I wasn't trying to save your life. You look dead. And then just like, did you see my underwear? Also, what were dragonflies that look like a penis?
I don't know. A lot of stuff there.
Dude.
New merch just dropped. If you guys saw somebody floating in the water.
I would definitely be like, they're floating. They're floating and their face is above water. I would yell something first.
I would like try to get someone better than me. I'd be like, look, guys.
No, you're by yourself. Look. You're by yourself. She was jogging by herself.
If I was by myself, I'd go in.
But I would yell first, and if they didn't respond, then.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad, I feel like I'd wait for a second. I'd watch, and I'd see if they like, it took him a little bit to move, and then I'd go. Be like, yeah. I don't know.
I'm just confused. Didn't she say, maybe I'm misremembering. I thought she said, like, he was floating, like, his face was above water.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so he's breathing. Like, his face is above
water.
Oh,
if his face was above water.
He's also floating.
But he's just like.
Didn't she say he had a mask on? So, like.
That's why I'm saying it's on him. He should have, like, a little flag. It's like, don't worry, I'm alive.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm alive. That would suck if you actually died and you had that flag on you. Oh, God, you he looks
choking?
Super dead. No,
you have an
don't
asthma
worry.
Attack?
He has the flag.
He got the flag. Alive.
Okay, next story. This is an Am I the Asshole post.
Yay, we're
Yay.
Home.
Am I the asshole for putting my penis in peanut butter and leaving it in the kitchen? Okay.
Never. You're never the asshole for that. Live your truth.
Trevor.
I'm looking for some assistance determining whether I'm the asshole in this situation that has divided our house into two groups.
Oh, no.
I, a 20-year-old male, am a college student living with four other guys my age.
I could have bet $1,000 it was that.
Yeah. I'm a 45-year-old man.
I'm a 20-year-old college student.
Yeah. It's our second year living together, and last year we had an issue with people eating food that isn't theirs, so now we have a strict label your stuff and only eat things with your name on it policy. My girlfriend and I like to get a bit frisky in the bedroom, and a few nights ago I dipped my penis in peanut butter and she licked it off. Yes, I understand that it is slightly bizarre, but that's how we roll.
Didn't need it.
I fucking called that, dude.
I'm sorry, I completely misunderstood this. I thought he just stuck it in there to be like, label your food.
Yeah, I thought that's where it was going too. The controversy is that since we have a mouse problem, I did not want to leave the peanut butter in my bedroom. So afterwards, I closed it and returned it to my kitchen cupboard. Note that it had a huge peanut butter dilemma label on it, so it was clear that it belonged to me. One of my roommates told me yesterday, oh, by the way, I had some of your peanut butter. He sees my visibly shocked reaction and asks what's up, so ultimately I come clean about the whole deal. He is furious and says, "Why the fuck would you put it back in the kitchen?" I remind him of the mouse situation and our policy not to have other people's labeled foods. This is the first time all year that somebody has had my labeled food and informed me after the fact. He said it was just some peanut butter on his bread. It's not like he was taking full chicken breasts from me. My house is split 3-2 on who is in the wrong, and it's spilling over into other aspects of our living situation. We need to get over this pronto, so I am asking, am I the asshole?
No, he's not.
You don't think he's the asshole?
I gotta side with him on this. If you have a very clear, like, you gotta ask first. If you're, like, if you have a no, like, having other people's food policy, like, I get it's just some peanut butter, be like, hey, can I, like, borrow your peanut butter? Is that cool? To which he would say, no, I fucked it. Don't have any.
I am, okay. Yes, I think you're an asshole for taking someone else's food, like, in that situation. But when you've done something that extreme with it, it's like, and also they're talking about rats. I'm like, you seal the jar. It's not going to attract rats if it's sealed. I don't know.
I can't get over him defending it. He's like, but we have a rat problem. I'm
like, okay, you fucked.
Dude, but also it's his property.
It is his property. And look, I've had roommates. I never touch people's food.
Yeah.
I do think condiments get into a weird territory for some households. And if they have an agreement that they've already established, but a problem is a bunch of 20-year-old dudes, but I think I know this in hindsight, but it's just like, they're gonna fucking, someone's gonna take that food.
I cannot imagine the moment he told him and then he goes, wait, my peanut butter? I put my wiener in there. I don't know if I would tell him.
No, I think
it's so embarrassing.
If I fucked a jar of peanut butter and then someone ate it, a friend of mine,
would you be like,
ate it and he told me he ate it? I don't think I can keep a straight face, but I don't think I'd be shocked. I think I'd be just like, I think I'd be almost laughing.
I don't know if I would be able to own it.
Oh, it'd
like
be,
I stuck my body in that.
That's rough. I just to put it back in a common space. After fucking.
But it was late. My thing is,
it was labeled. But it should be late. I think he could have labeled it like peanut butter I fucked. My penis has been.
Like, yeah. Do not touch. This is a sex thing, not a
penis
food.
Butter.
Penis butter.
Penis butter. And then put it back in. Like, just to really establish, like, guys, please don't.
I had
but
a
also,
friend.
But also, don't touch other people's food is like a fair.
Because you don't know what they're doing with it.
Well, that is.
Because honestly, anyone, whatever you want to do in there is fine.
Yeah.
It's your business.
That's
great.
You bought it. You can fuck it.
It's as long as everyone.
Look, I maintain that, like, if you buy food from the grocery store with your own money, you're allowed to fuck it.
Yeah.
And that's the motto of today's episode. If you buy it, you can fuck
hey,
it.
Hey, don't touch my bag of walnuts, bro. I don't want to know what's going on in
there. I had two friends in middle school, and I was hanging out with them, and one girl, we're at her house, and she had this, like, big thing of, like, Sour Patch Kids. And my friend and I, who were visiting, she was eating the Sour Patch Kids. And then the girl whose house it was, she walked in, she went, don't eat those! And we found out that my friend likes Sour Patch, but doesn't like to eat them. So she sucks on them, then puts them back in the thing and sucks the sour off. And my friend was just going to town.
She didn't think it was weird that the Sour Patch Kids didn't have the sour stuff on them?
How do you not know?
Look, it's a weird gummy.
It's one of those situations, because yes, firmly established, don't touch other people's food that they've bought that's for themselves. But I also can judge people for doing shit like that.
Yeah.
I think you're weird.
You're like,
I hate when people like eat a little bit of something and then put it back in a bag. I'm like, oh, gross. Like, I hate that. I just, my body cringes at that.
Yeah.
Do you think after this, the guy was like, yeah, I had some of your peanut butter. And he was like, ooh. And he's like, and then I ate some of your cucumbers. And he was like, oh. No.
Oh. Dude, I dipped some of your cucumber in your peanut butter. Is that cool, bro?
And then I had your coconut.
No.
Dude, there was this weird watermelon with a hole in it. I had a slice. Is that all good?
No. They gotta get their rat problem under control.
Dude, I saw this dildo in the bathroom and then I used it, bro. Is that cool?
And then I had to fix our sink using your flashlight. It didn't work, though.
Also, I fucked your girlfriend.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, I thought I fucked your peanut butter.
I fucked your peanut butter. You fucked my fucked peanut butter? He finds out all of his roommates has fucked the peanut butter. They're like, what? Everybody.
Wait, raise your hand if you fucked the peanut butter. I have to move out.
Raise your other hand if you fucked my girlfriend.
Yeah. Also, I fucked your girlfriend.
Also, I fucked your girlfriend. Oh my God. The verdict was everyone sucks here, which I think is very fair.
Oh man.
Everyone's argument holds up though. Like, it makes sense, it's his thing, it makes sense, the rap problem, everything makes sense.
I think the peanut butter fucker is a weirdo. I don't think he's an asshole.
The comments, everyone sucks here. I mean, you're right. It was labeled as yours and he shouldn't have eaten it. But sex toys, which is what this peanut butter became after you put your dick in it, shouldn't be kept in the kitchen around other food. It's just unsanitary, honestly.
Dude, that's a good point.
That's where I think I'm feeling.
That's
like,
it.
That's no longer food.
Like, yeah.
And if you're worried about rats coming into your bedroom, like, just throw the bottle away.
Someone else said, you're the asshole. Only because, Jesus Christ, man, use a fucking spoon in the clean peanut butter and put that on your dick. Why did you put it back instead of throw it out? Were you planning to eat it later? Stick your dick in it again? It may have started out as food, but it became no longer food for the communal kitchen when you stuck your dick in it, dude. I think that's how I feel. If I, hypothetically, in this situation, I fuck a jar of peanut butter, I'd feel really bad bringing it back and putting it in, like, a public space. It's like, yeah, that to me does feel like an invasion. I think that's kind of the whole thing of, like, when we talk about, like, any sort of, like, sexual acts or bringing your fetishes or anything, like, and it being around people, it's like, you do need your consent. It's
just
like,
respect.
Yeah,
it's a respect thing. Yeah. It does feel disrespectful.
It's like putting your dildo in your, like, forks and knives drawer.
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah. I'm having trouble with this salad.
Dad!
This is a weird meat tenderizer.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't have to hammer it. I just hold it over it and it does it. What a story. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Next one. Today I fucked up by smelling my feet and ending up in the ER.
Been there.
This today I fucked up actually happened today, or at least in the last 24 hours. Either way, I'm counting it. I'll be the first to admit that my feet are sometimes a little bit smelly. Some of my friends and family have lovingly said they are odorly challenged. I wash them in the shower every day. I've tried the fancy creams, but none of it seems to really help. And I've at this point accepted that I'm just naturally a stink foot and will live my life with a constant faint corn chip aroma wafting from my toes.
Oh.
I live alone, and when in my apartment, I prefer not to wear socks or shoes. This is occasionally a point of contention with my girlfriend, who visits often and insists that I at least wear socks when she comes over. It's mostly fun banter when she teases me for my feet smelling, and I tease her for a loud burp or something like that. But sometimes, after a particularly long day, the foot factory releases emissions that would surely get me fined by EPA, which she rightfully hates. Yesterday, she came over for dinner. It was a nice day, so we decided to get delivery from one of our favorite restaurants and eat on the balcony. Well, I'm at home, and I've already liberated my tootsies from their foot prisons.
Jesus Christ.
I figured it'd be nice to set the table with some flowers for my lady. I was outside setting up when she arrived, and she came outside to greet me. Immediately, she smelled my feet and recoiled in disgust. The most dramatic reaction ever. Fake vomiting, fake crying, she was hamming it up as part of our banter. I have gone a bit nose blind to them over the years, so I lean against the railing to balance and go to smell them myself to see how bad they were. This was my mistake. I'm a burly guy, and this poor railing could not handle my equally overdramatic reaction of throwing my head back and screaming. It gave way. Luckily, I'm only on the second floor, so I only fell maybe 25 feet, but it felt like it lasted a solid minute. It was at least long enough of a fall for me to reflect on the situation and feel like an idiot for dying from smelling my own feet. The aftermath is a fractured rib and dislocated shoulder, and my girlfriend never letting me live this down.
Oh my God.
So he went to smell his feet, fell off their balcony. 25 feet.
That's
25 smelly feet.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Nice one.
That's fucking awesome.
No. Sobbing. Honestly, everything was fine until he said he had to relieve his tootsies. Or
yeah. I know. It's, once again, I think with several of these stories, I'm like, the event wasn't embarrassing. It's a sentence that you put in this. Yeah. That's what I'm embarrassed
The way you're describing it.
I don't like feet stuff. That's the thing about me. So I'm coming in at this. I just don't, like, it just gets me.
I can't bring myself to believe that there isn't a solution. There got to be at least a temporary one.
Yeah, see, there's a doctor, right? There must be like a...
It's fascinating. I don't know.
Because even, isn't there like a condition where people like have bad breath? Like that makes sense to me because it's like in, like, you know what I mean? But like your skin just down there. Yeah. Feels like it's a shoe issue.
Maybe.
It could be a shoe issue. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like especially if you know your lady's coming over for a nice night on the balcony with your favorite restaurant. Like I'm getting some scented lotion or something and I'm lubing those bad, I'm giving them a wash and lube them up. Like, I don't know, do anything you can so that you don't fall off a balcony.
I can't believe he fell off a balcony and she laughed at him.
I would.
He's like, I have, like, my shoulder's broken, my ribs are broken, my girlfriend won't let me live it down.
look, as soon as I hear that first groan of just like, oh, I'm laughing. Yeah. as soon as
you know they're alive.
I'm looking down in horror, and then as soon as I hear the, oh, I'm cracking up.
Jesus Christ. Some comments. Did you manage to put your socks and shoes back on after your fall, or should we feel bad for the ER folks who had to smell your feet? OP said, I guess I should send them an apology fruit basket, huh? Someone else said, forget about your feet. The railing of your apartment gave way and nearly killed you. Was it rusty, uncared for? That kind of neglect is just a lawsuit waiting to happen. OP said, haven't even thought about that. It didn't look rusty or anything, but I did put a good amount of weight onto it. There's an update. After getting a lot of private messages, mostly foot odor remedy related, I was able to connect with a personal injury lawyer who gave me some good advice about possibly suing my landlord. So far, I have only informally contacted my landlord to ask them kindly to pay for my medical bills. The lawyer I spoke to thinks I can get much more than that if I sue, but really, I don't see the need as long as my pockets are made right. If they refuse, I will go ahead with the suit. I've gotten a phone call from the property manager who said she would look into it, but needed approval from higher-ups first. It's not a no, so I'm optimistic. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I feel bad. I don't want to roast this guy's stinky feet. Like, I get it.
I mean, admitting he has stinky feet. Yeah. He's embraced it.
Yeah. What was crazy about the story was he said his fall was long enough for him to think about it being his stinky feet.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I gotta fix this.
I really need to clean my feet. Damn.
The balcony below them are like, what's that smell?
Yeah, for a split second. Yeah. As he goes, and he's like, oh.
Oh, that man. Sucks.
That's crazy. This is our last story. Today I fucked up by ignoring a lump on my balls for 23 years and ejectooting into my wife's eye, almost ruining her LASIK surgery. So he
cumed.
E-J-A-C-U-T-O-O-T-I-N-G.
Ejectooting?
Yeah.
Why are we saying that word?
I gotta roast some of these posts today for just their word choices and the way they're saying it. Like, just say it, man.
Be funnier.
Just say it.
Or just like, just tell me it. The truth.
Just write it. You don't have to do that. When you do that.
No, that's corny. You can just write it or you could be funnier, man.
Hat on the word. Just say the word.
Sometimes when I'm reading Reddit posts, I envision just a normal person. And then there's specific sentences or specific words where I imagine them putting on a fedora just and then taking it off and continuing. Literally being like, today I fucked up by ignoring a lump on my balls for 23 years and ejacketuting into my wife's eye, almost ruining her LASIK surgery.
Oh, man.
All right.
Wait, this is wild.
Let's get into this one. Every once in a while, something happens so preposterous, so outside the realm of possibility that you know no one will ever believe you. That's happened to me 3 times. Once I saw a squirrel disappear into thin air. Once... Christ. Okay. Okay.
Holy shit, where'd he go?
Okay. All right, but let's hear the story about you ejacketooting. Once I saw a disembodied hand cross a road in the dead of night, and once I... Okay, fuck this guy.
This guy is... This guy
no.
has to stop buckle smoking
up.
Weed.
Buckle up. Buckle up.
I saw a squirrel.
This guy's like, I took acid twice.
Okay, and once I saw a disembodied hand across a road in the dead of night, and once I ejacafarted into my wife's.
Bro, can I go yet?
I'm sorry.
Can we call it here?
Let's just wrap it up.
I would have zero problem with this guy if he just said ejaculated, but he refuses to say that word.
Ejacu-farted?
Ejacu-farted is so much worse.
It's so embarrassing we're even saying that on camera.
Let's travel back 23 years ago. I was 14.
We don't need to do this. We don't need to go
just
back.
Just tell us what was
He's
on your sack.
He's giving us the David Copperfield treatment on this shit. Let's travel back 23 years ago. I was 14 and had just learned about doing self-checks of my testicles for lumps. And lo and behold, I found one. I was pretty worried, told my parents, and eventually went to a urologist. He examined the lump and told me it was a varicose vein. The doctor didn't do much to verify this other than squeezing the lump a few times, but he told me not to worry about it and said that at worst, there was about a 3% chance I couldn't have kids. So I went about my life not worrying about it. About 6 months ago, my wife was going ham on ham.
Dude. About the hell.
About 6 months ago, my wife was going ham on ham, giving me an old-fashioned, if you will.
Fuck. I can't do this.
Just drive a truck through it, Shane. Just drive a freaking truck through it.
Okay. Giving me an old-fashioned, if you will. We've been together for, 19 years. So farting in front of each other during sex wasn't a big deal. At best, it was funny, and at worst, nothing to really react to. So there I was, enjoying myself, but not anywhere near climaxing, when I farted. And when I say farted, I mean I ejacu-farted, by which I mean the fart caused me to ejaculate hard with no orgasm. My wife was caught off guard, and my cum hit her in the eye. She had had LASIK about 3 months beforehand, and while she was well past the healing stage, she was adamant about not rubbing her eyes anymore for the rest of her life. Something about detached retinas? Anyway, back to the ejacu-farting. So I figured this was a one-off incident, but the next time I had to fart during a private personal session, I forced the fart out and the same thing happened. And then again when I tried again a bit later. I assumed this wasn't normal. So 23 years after that first visit, I found myself back at the urologist, and this time they looked more closely at what was going on down there, MRI and all. And as it turns out, that lump on my left ball wasn't a varicose vein, but part of a complex of soft tissues which didn't belong there and which apparently linked my bulbocavernosus muscle and pubococcygeus muscle and probably other shit too.
Pubococcygeus! That's no way, that's a real name!
What got me was bulbo. bulbio.
It's not cancer, more a one in a million medical oddity. Why it would cause this ejacu-farting phenomenon only now is a mystery.
Unless... There's cum in the little ball?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just-
Take that out.
Unless I had literally never farted while having a boner before, that moment in my entire life. Anyway, my wife's eye is okay, and so am I guess. I don't seem to be in any immediate danger anyway, according to my doctors. Oh, and I can have kids. I just hope that none of them were conceived by an ejacu-fart. Throw away because my main account is pretty popular. Also, I had to go with ejacutooting in the title because fart was prohibited. Okay, so that explains a little bit more about why he was using that word.
No, it doesn't help though because he thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
He really does.
He thinks ejacu-farting is like the peak of comedy. He's like, I found it. I struck gold.
I don't know where to begin.
He had to use a throwaway because his other account is pretty popular. I'm pretty popular.
My other account is pretty popular.
I'm a meme lord over on my other.
I've got a lot of wet karma.
So it all started when I was 14.
Dude.
Have you guys ever cummed when you fought?
I like how they've established that they're like, yeah, we don't know how that's connected to the ejacu farting. What if it's not connected? What if that's just a weird thing?
What if he's
does?
Just getting old?
What if he's just fucked up?
I don't think old? I've ever like heard a story on this show that I was just like, no comment.
There's this, it's like a Seth Rogen show, it's new, but he does this bit where he's like, yeah, every time I get like a girl, if I wasn't finishing, she'd just punch me in the kidney and I'd immediately finish. And that's just what I thought about. What? Just like hit him in the kidney and it would make it, but like, it's insane. Like, why would you just immediately come when you fart?
I, look, a part of me respects this couple, but a part of me is also just like so blown away that it's like, yeah, we fart during sex. And like yeah, the literally that he's talking about, he's like, yeah, I tried to force out this fart. I'm like, oh, so it's not just like you're okay with it accidentally happening. You guys like fucking do it.
You like doing welcome it.
You're like, it's part of it. That's part of the act.
Jesus
Christ.
It's just the way he wrote about it.
I know, it's the way that a lot of these people today wrote their stories.
Yeah, dude.
It was very specific. Some comments. If we've made it down to the comments section, we've already lost. That's so funny. Yeah, if you're here, you're lost.
It's over.
You're lost.
We lost. I'm of the same thought. I'm just like, that's okay.
It's very personal to that person.
I guess it's their thing. They're fine. Mm. They're happy.
Yeah, and back, it's like, it wasn't a problem you stuck your dick in the peanut butter. It's just like, if that's your thing, that's okay. Just like, be respectful about the way you handle it.
Yeah.
I accidentally farted on my roommate's face while I was commenting.
Jesus Christ.
This is wild.
To our viewers, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one got out of hand quick. It felt like pretty good.
It was like everything was normal. We were on the track and then...
And then it just fucking went everywhere.
Yeah, this is less about embarrassing
stories. Who was the most embarrassing story?
The last two guys like owned it.
Yeah, if you own it, it kind of goes away. Like, I can't be too embarrassed for this guy because he didn't really care too much.
He couldn't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, like... It seems like, to their credit, he and his wife, I don't know if they can be embarrassed by each other.
Yeah.
If they're full on just farting up a storm during sex, I don't know what there is.
Have you guys farted in front of a partner?
Oh, yeah.
I just like, but is there a story?
I don't like to fart in front of like...
Anybody.
People. Yeah. The only time, I still have a dream. I still have a hope that I really, on Try Not to Laugh, want to rip a huge fart. but it needs to be like, because I one time forever ago, years ago, like 2018, like a very small, like not, like it, you had to have subtitles to know, like, oh, Shane farted. I want it to be like, holy shit. I want the room to shake a little bit. I'm hoping for that one of these days.
Dude, let's race.
I don't mean to be like all girly and what, but I do have a theory that I must be farting in my sleep because during the day, I'm not farting.
Maybe it's your diet. Maybe you just eat the right stuff.
But like I've never thought of a time where I was like, oh yeah, oops, I farted.
Depends.
Oops, I farted. Oops, I cummed.
Like I'm trying to think.
Oops, I ejaculated. You farted. Well, this has somehow been embarrassing for us more than
anything else.
Yeah. Thank you both for being here. I'm sorry.
Not me at the end of this going, you guys farted in front of me.
Awesome.
Oh, this sucks. let us know how embarrassed you are by watching this episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let us know what other subreddits and themes you'd like us to cover, because this one was a hit. And we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
And make sure to like the video.
Make sure to like the video.
Make sure.